Our scripture this morning comes from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 29 through 40. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land. But when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had received the spies in peace. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak, Samson, Jebediah, of David and Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, and put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better, so they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Today, and in the throughout the month of October, we're going to be talking about stewardship. But more so, we are going to talk about our congregation here. We're going to talk about the DNA of our congregation. Now, what is DNA? Okay. DNA is what we are all made up of. And each of our DNA is different from one another. That's what makes us look different, act differently. But also, our DNA is what reproduces new individuals. We pass our DNA down from generation to generation. So we use it to replicate, and it is who we are. Now, in our scripture today, we read about so many individuals that we can go and see throughout scripture who helped bring us here in our faith today, where we are. Because without these individuals, without the parting of the Red Sea, without the fall of the wall of Jericho, without all of the prophets that came before us, we would not be sitting here today. If we look at this building, this community of faith of First United Methodist Church of Alabaster, we have to celebrate the past. Whether or not you realize, this was not the original spot for this church, the original land. There was a group of people who made a big leap of faith and who moved to where we are today. Now, this wonderful sanctuary and fellowship hall and educational building, it was not all built at once. Rather, it started with a sanctuary, and then it continued to grow. More recently, this congregation took a chance at purchasing what used to be Winn-Dixie Shopping Center so that we could continue to grow. We think about the names of Don Latham, Phil Gamble, Herb and Alice Goodwin. Now, some of you may not know those words, but as a kid who grew up in this church, I had the privilege of meeting those individuals, seeing how they were servants of God, and seeing how they wanted to contribute to this church so that this congregation, this community of faith, could go out into the world and do the ministry that our community needed and was longing for. I remember in college when the massive tornadoes that came through Tuscaloosa and the Birmingham areas, I was at the University of Alabama at the time, and it warmed my heart to see how this congregation here turned the back of Restore into a Umcor warehouse, and how this church came together and made sure that they were training response teams, that they were sending individuals throughout the congregation into different areas to serve. We have seen this church be connected to so many different ministries within our communities. We have seen our church be connected to MANA. We have seen our church connect with the schools. We've seen First United Methodist Church of Alabaster doing ministry. When I started this church 20-ish years ago, this church had two services, averaging about 200 people, give or take. And over that time in middle school, high school, and even as I had left, I saw this church reaching people. I saw new faces, new energy coming through the doors to add to what was already here. We're made up of a very diverse group of people. We're made up of people who think differently theologically, who think differently politically, who think differently with their football alliances, age, styles of worship. But yet this church has made room for each and every individual. This church has influenced so many of us. And when I say church, I'm talking about the people who were here, that church, who welcomed us, who came and brought mugs with cookies, who said, "Hey, I'd love to take you to my Sunday school class. Come and join us." But also the people that went out into the community and served, who helped with MANA, with Kids First. But also a church who has brought up so many leaders, so many future clergy persons, so many people who would go on to be leaders in their own church as they move away, but also leaders here. Because those individuals who are now in leadership roles today, here, were individuals that walked through that door knowing no one. But yet we're welcomed, we're loved, we're invested in. So we have a lot to celebrate in what we have done as a community of faith here at Alabaster First United Methodist Church. And we did that through the commitment of those individuals who have come before us. Through your commitments. Commitment of your presence here on Sunday mornings, but also when we're doing ministry out in our communities. Through your service. Through your witness. And through your financial gifts. And so, as we're going to continue on through this month, we're going to talk about where we are right now, but we're going to talk about also where we want to go. Where we want to go as a church. But the only way that we're able to go where God is leading, where we're able to go where we are hoping, is through the commitment of all of us here today. We are to be committed to this church, just as all of those individuals, like a Don Latham, like a Phil Gamble, like a Herb Goodwin, who sat in the back seat welcoming people till the day he passed away. They were committed to this church. So the only way for us to continue the legacy that has been put before us is to be committed to this church, to give where we can, to be present when we can, to bear witness when we can, to serve where we are able. Because if we don't, then maybe the lights get turned out one day and people don't know of the influence of this church, the influence to be able to know who Christ is. So maybe we lose out because the ministry of this church is important to this community. We want people to know of our faith, to know of our Christ, just as all of those prophets, just as the faith of the Egyptians, or of the Israelites coming out of Egypt with Moses, the parting of the Red Sea. We want to know of the individuals who were there, Rahab, who helped the messenger so that that wall of Jericho would come down. We want people to know the faith that we have in Christ so that they too will know of the faith that they too can have in Christ. The love that Christ has for him, the longing that Christ has for each individual. But in order for that to happen, for us to honor the legacy and continue the work here, we have to be committed. We have to take that DNA that has replicated disciples just like us and continue to use it to replicate, to make more disciples, to help others know of Christ. But we have to be committed to do that. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for your love and your presence. We thank you for the ministry that this church has had for so many years. We thank you for the disciples that have been made, the faiths that have grown, the chances that have been taken. We thank you for the individuals who were committed to your church so that those disciples were made, so that those individuals' faiths were grown, so that the ministries that were needed within our community could happen. And Lord, help us continue that legacy. Help us continue to be the church of this community. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.